Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Genesis 1:27. God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. These may be some of the most profound words in Scripture. The God of the universe, God of everything above and below, created me and you and every single human being in His image. Each of us. Beautifully and intentionally custom designed, purposed to worship our Creator. We carry the divine imprint of Almighty God on us. Is there a greater honor? If you've ever witnessed the birth of a child, it's incredible. I'll leave it at that. Words cannot describe the miracle of childbirth. And yet, Creator God had something more miraculous and marvelous in store, something He knew you and I would struggle to even comprehend. In John chapter 3, Jesus chats late one night with a respected religious man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus has some deep thoughts and probably some disturbing questions that kept him from falling asleep that night. He said to Jesus, "Rabbi, I know you must be from God, for you perform miracles no one could perform if they were not from God." Jesus whispers to his nighttime friend, "I tell you the truth, Nick, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked, clearly confused. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." Jesus came bringing the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. But he said entering the kingdom, even seeing the kingdom of God, required a birth. A born-again spiritual rebirth of both water and spirit, in which humans created in the image of God are reborn or recreated into children of God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." We are changed from having the Creator's divine imprint on us to participating in, sharing in, the divine nature of the living God. But why? So that others might see the very character and attributes of God on display in the lives of His new creation children. That's you and me. It's an honor to be made in His divine image. It's a responsibility and an absolute privilege to partner with God to show the world His divine nature today and every day. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 8. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.